You are tuned in to a fireside chat with Zany Mystic. Join us now on another exciting metaphysical journey. Relax, tune in, drop out, and take a seat by the fire as we explore new realms and possibilities. This is Magenta Pixie. You can find me at magentapixie.weebly.com. But now, here is Zany Mystic and guest. Enjoy the show.
Greetings, and welcome to A Fireside Chat with Zany Mystic. I'm your host, Lance White. Tonight, I'm delighted to welcome Michael J. Murphy back to the show. Michael is an award-winning director, producer, political activist, and president of the Coalition Against Geoengineering. As an independent reporter and community organizer, his work includes directing and co-producing the groundbreaking documentaries which have awakened millions to the environmental threats of geoengineering programs called Why in the World Are They Spraying? And What in the World Are They Spraying? His new documentary is in production called Unconventional Gray, Geoengineering and the Climate Change Agenda. You can watch the preview by clicking on the link provided in his bio page here at BBS Radio. And you can find out more on his websites, which are www.whyintheworldaretheyspraying.com and www.truthmediaproductions.us. So let's welcome Michael back to the show now. Hi, Michael. How are you?
Hey, doing fantastic. Thank you for having me on after the multiple technical glitches and happening all day. But glad to be back, and a lot of exciting things happening. So thank you for covering this.
Well, good. I could just ask you to let us know what those exciting things are. That might be a good way to start.
Didn't hear at all what you said. Everything muted out, so it looks like we're being hacked again.
But oh, okay.
If you could ask the question again, that would be wonderful.
All right. Let's start with a question that I had written down. Your films have had an enormous impact on people, and they're the really groundbreaking films because they're the first professional documentaries on the chemtrail or geoengineering phenomenon, and it was nice to see that one of my guests and friends, D. Edward Griffin, was involved in helping out with getting that on its feet. What is your third documentary, which is in the hopper right now, called Unconventional Gray? What is this one about, and when will it be released?
The release date, we're expecting this spring, so May or early June. Within the first couple of days of June, we're looking at a possible premiere date. Unconventional Gray is about geoengineering programs and how they relate to the climate change agenda. And recently, there's been legislation passed to form global governance at the COP21 meeting in Paris, France, where 193 nations signed on to a legally binding climate change agreement. And what this agreement will do, it will give the United Nations and also the IPCC the ability to micromanage our lives in many different capacities. And also, it created the framework to legalize geoengineering without our input and without the input of our legislators. So but this film is a call to action film. And we've woken up millions of people with both what and why in the world are they spraying. And I think we're at a very critical time in terms of how we have to look at this issue. And there's a lot happening geopolitically that I feel strongly needs to be addressed immediately. If we fail to do this and allow this climate change agenda to go through, I think we're looking at a whole new different ballgame in terms of how we address this issue. So it's very it's a very critical film. It's my most important, but it's also my best film. As we're looking at it now, we have all credentialed people. Princess Basma from Saudi Arabia. We have many PhDs, including Dr. Cynthia McKinnon.
Well, I seem to have lost you. We're having some more technical glitches, it appears. And we'll wait for Don to get on and see if he can get a connection going again. Okay, is anyone there? Yeah, they're definitely interfering with it. I heard his voice kind of stretch out like a rubber band. So,
all right, folks.
This is going to be a tough one, I think.
Yeah, this is just me engineering. We're going to get Michael back with us. We'll do a little dance.
We're used
Michael,
to dancing.
Michael, let's put you in this way since we're obviously having some problems the other way. So do you mind proceeding on this type of a connection?
Not at all.
Excellent. I'll plug you in now. Okay, we do have Michael Murphy back on, and we got him on the line now.
Well, Michael, before we got cut off accidentally, you were talking about the geopolitical problems that are coming up that are behind the geoengineering situation. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I think that's important. Being that we were cut off, I just want to say I've been getting cyber attacks more with this film during the process than any others. I spend about 4 to 5 days just on dealing with various hacks and everything else, so including my Skype account prior to this show. So it's been apparently one of the establishment's agenda to keep us off the work that we're doing, focusing on just trying to get connections, passwords, hacking in, removing emails. So I just want to put that out there. It has been one heck of a year in terms of the time commitments that we're putting in to technology, and I want to urge the activists to get away from the technology, get away from the Facebook, get involved with whether it's street activism, get involved politically where you're showing up, because this is the system, and I'm talking about what we use in terms of technology. That is the establishment system, and if they want to shut you down, and that's what they're doing every day to us, they can do it immediately. So the more we're dependent on them, the more control and yield they have and the ability, again, to either slow us down, shut us down, and really create a lot of problems with our lives. So the more that we move forward in getting more dependent on technology, I think we yield a strong risk of becoming ineffective just due to hacks and general electrical and computer-related harassment. And we've been enduring that my whole team. So it's very concerning. Mm-hmm.
Well,
I wanted to put that out, Lance.
Well, I definitely agree with you. And, of course, I'm from the old school, and I have a landline that I have in the house, and people ask me what that is now. It's almost like you have to go to the dictionary to look it up and find out. But the technological revolution hasn't really hit yet, and I see one of the purposes behind it as being an increase of control and domination. So the technologies are going to be very tempting and very seductive, and they will draw people deeper into a virtual world in which they may not be able to get out. So,
that's
going to be a problem.
I could tell you. I need a full-time staff just to keep up with our various websites and email hacks and everything else. Literally, that's how amazing it has been. And Unconventional Gray, it's my last film about geoengineering, and I think I'm going to move on and really just following our team around, filming the 4 or 5 hours of computer-related problems that I have during the day. And apparently that's really not a normal thing.
No.
I was over at a friend's house, and she said, I can't believe all this stuff that you've endured. You know, it was going on all day. And I said, this is normal. I thought this was the way it was with everybody, but apparently not.
No.
Unconventional Gray is my final film. It's a call to action film. And people say, no, you have to go on and do other films. And I feel this is a call to action film. We have very specific goals and objectives in dealing with this legalization or climate change agenda. And I don't think any more films are going to stop this. And again, if we ignore what's happening, what's right in front of our face, which hopefully Lance will get into, I don't think there's a reason to even address this issue anymore, because we've allowed the establishment to move forward with this.
That's
so,
right.
So geopolitically right now, we have this this climate change, COP21, which passed. And it's a partially legally binding agreement. And what it did, it created a new government. And it also created the framework to create mandates and other things, which is going to dramatically change the way that we live. And I really want to get into that. Before we get into that, I just want to talk about how geoengineering relates to this. And all of these climate change models, they're based on this idea that CO2 has warmed our planet or is creating the changes in our climate. What we know about geoengineering, and that's the idea of putting aerosol toxins that are destroying all life on our planet into our sky, what they do is they're designed to change the temperature of our planet. They're designed to manipulate our weather. And because they're missing out of the climate change models, I went to Paris, I asked numerous scientists, have you included geoengineering or even weather modification programs in your models? And if not, what does that mean to your models? And they've all admitted it means our models are inaccurate. And I said, how can you move forward with a multi-trillion dollar agenda when your models are missing the biggest factor in our changing climate, and that is geoengineering? Nobody could answer me. And what this agenda is, Lance, it is a corporate geopolitical agenda. It's the United Nations that's forming world government, and through sustainable development, Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030, it is the objective to control every natural resource, including human beings on our planet. And what this means, it means tracking, monitoring, and cutting back all areas of your life. So an example of that would be this idea of cap and trade. What is cap and trade? Well, capping is capping our carbon usage. In everything that we do, it's based on carbon. And we all have a carbon footprint, whether it's driving, whether it's using appliances in our home, whether it's turning on our light switch. So there are carbon reduction strategies, which are based, again, on reducing carbon dioxide from our air. So we will all have to dramatically cut back, unless, of course, we have the ability or have money and we're able to purchase carbon credits. Then we can live as what we have as we have always naturally. This is a replacing carbon. They're planning on replacing our monetary system with carbon, and everybody will be measured, rewarded, or restricted based on their carbon usage. And right now we have these things called smart meters. The smart meters have the ability to monitor what appliances we're using, when we have our lights on, everything that we do in our home. Well, a lot of people who are pushing the climate change agenda saying we have to save our planet, they don't know what this means, because what it means is a complete reduction. It could be a 50% reduction, could be a 40% reduction. But let's say if you leave your light on and go to work, well, that's against the law in your home. You could get fined $200, $400. Let's say if you use the vacuum cleaner that you bought 2 years ago and you vacuum with that, and it wasn't deemed by the United Nations to be a quote-unquote green product, you might get fined $500 and be forced to turn that vacuum cleaner in and buy a green vacuum cleaner. This is a carbon dictatorship. It is a corporate dictatorship. It is complete control. And if you think red light cameras are bad, wait until this plan 5-year implementation comes through. It's going to be a system of fines, penalties, and imprisonment, all based on carbon dioxide. And here in the United States, the Obama administration just announced that the United Nations police force is coming on American soil. I've got news for everybody. They are not coming to protect our constitutional rights, and that includes freedom of speech, which now they're talking about taking legal action against climate change deniers. Mm-hmm. They're coming to mandate. They're coming to enforce. They're coming to fine. They're coming to imprison. And again, this is all based. We don't argue, Lance, whether the planet's warming or cooling. In fact, it's this. Until geoengineering programs are ended and stopped, it's impossible to determine whether the planet's warming or cooling. So we have very specific strategies, but this is a complete dictatorship. It's the biggest transfer of monetary and political power that we've had in the history of America. And again, it's all based on climate models and using geoengineering programs for the Hegelian dialectic to sell people on this idea of climate change. And everything that we're seeing, it's being blamed on CO2. And I'm going to give you an example in terms of what we're including in the film.
Okay.
When the Arctic started melting, well, let's reverse. Let's look at the Arctic. Back in the 70s, Stephen Schneider, presidential advisor all the way from Nixon up to President Obama, very much involved with climate change. In the 70s, he said that we have a coming ice age. And he was selling the concept of melting Arctic ice to save the planet because of this cold spell that was coming. Well, they looked at a couple of things to do, and one of those was by spraying black soot onto our ice, and the idea is that soot, it absorbs sunlight, and it heats the ice, and it melts the ice. We have pictures of the Arctic right now, which, for as far as you can see, it's complete blacktop. Black soot is used for geoengineering and weather modification programs. They also discussed putting chlorine into our atmosphere to destroy our ozone. And the idea of that is the sun is hotter and it will melt the ice. We have a major ozone hole in the Arctic region right now. Another idea that they looked at was detonating nuclear bombs. Well, it turns out that Russia has detonated over 123 nuclear bombs, some under the ice, and that creates immense heat. And we're looking at what's going on right now, and it's this polar vortex, which through geoengineering programs, they can put aerosols out in the Pacific. This is a pattern that we've been seeing for a very long time. And by heating up that metal particulate, it literally creates a bubble out in the Pacific. So the jet stream that should hit that bubble actually hits it, and it diverts. And it's bringing warm California air and all of the rainstorms, or most of the rainstorms, up into the Arctic region, warming that. But it's also bringing the precipitation up there. Any stream, whether it's a jet stream or a river, when you divert it, it's going to want to correct itself. And what it's doing, it's pulling all that warm air or cold air from the Arctic into the Midwest. So as a result, we're getting very dry conditions in California, but very wet conditions in the Midwest and on the East Coast, and very cold conditions. And this is absolutely being used to create droughts in California. As a result, Jerry Brown, the governor of California, has called for a state of emergency. Because of that, he has the legal right to take anyone's property through eminent domain. But what they're also doing now is saying we have a water shortage, so we have to allocate where water goes. So they're privatizing water with corporations and taking it away from the smaller farmers and giving it to the big corporate ag. And what this does, it's all related to Agenda 21, which again seeks to get people off the land and control various resources. Farmers go under when they don't have water, and that's what's going on, and they have to sell their farms for pennies on the dollar, and then they move into cities and start working for Walmart or whatever.
Right.
That's the pattern that's going on, directly used for geoengineering programs. Lance, all of this, the Arctic ice, all of the weird weather that we're having as a result of this geoengineering, it's being blamed or used to sell this concept of CO2 global warming. And again, I don't argue that issue. I want to be real clear with it. You can't determine what the planet's doing until you stop geoengineering, period.
Right. And I know that there was a big flap about Nestle Corporation taking the water from California without, after the license had expired. They've been doing it for decades, and they're rerouting it and then selling it back to us as bottled water. So, and the CEO or the, you know, of Nestle had said that, you know, basically we don't have any rights. They have the right to the water. And it used to be the line that, you know, if you control this, you control the world. Well, now they're going for water and air and everything else, and the quality is deteriorating so quickly that, in my opinion, it's killing everything, because the plants and trees can only absorb so much toxins and eliminate them for us, and nature is stressed to the max. And it's not going to be too long before it starts collapsing. So I see that here in California. And fortunately, the drought seems to have been waylaid for a moment in that we've had some pretty good storms. But I don't trust it. I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop to find out, you know, well, what are they going to do next? Because, as you said, the weather is controlled already, even though they claim that they want to control it by 2025, they have been controlling it for decades. And this has been going on since many decades ago and behind our backs, and people are in denial still about it and have their heads in the sand by clinging to the arguments that are proposed that this is a conspiracy theory. Well, it's a conspiracy fact because there's so much evidence on it now, it's overwhelming and you can't deny it.
You're absolutely correct. And the fallout from these, if you control the weather, you control the planet. It's that simple. But we covered the issue of tree decline in Unconventional Gray, which, again, by far is our best film. I have traveled around the world with this issue, and everywhere I go, it's the same tree decline. And I was in Chicago for about a year and a half, Lance, where we've been seeing in that region an abundance of rain, and about a quarter of 20-25% of our trees are dead. I live in Maui part-time. Mm-hmm. We have, again, about 30% of the rainforest here in California. We've got about the same. And mm-hmm. this is standard in Europe. I've been to Turkey, into the Middle East. You know, this is happening everywhere. And, yes, the metals that are named and listed in a number of geoengineering patents are being found in rain tests around the world. In Unconventional Gray, our goals are to actually conduct an aerosol sample test where we take an airplane into the trail. So we're working on obtaining the funding for that. Hopefully, we'll get enough funding because it's an essential test for moving forward with our legal initiatives. And if anybody can contribute, please, we absolutely need your support to finish this project. Go to unconventionalgray.com. It's critical.
Mm-hmm. I've also read that as you know, technology that's held in the private hands of corporations and the global elite is about 100 years more advanced than what we are aware of. And one of the things that they've made great strides in is nanotechnology, and that connects to the transhumanist agenda. And there are supposedly or allegedly nanoparticulates in the chemtrails, which can be self-replicating. So the possibility of self-replicating nanobots being dropped all over the world and then replicating to be communicated with by some kind of quantum computer or artificial intelligence is right around the corner. And that would mean that everything could be not only monitored but controlled. And, of course, DARPA has smart dust. And that's a dust that can be sprayed and released anywhere, and it can show them visually everything in the room. So there's all kinds of things that are spooking around, and I've even heard of something called black goo, which you can look up on the Internet. And Harold Kautz, I can't remember his last name. Anyway, he's a German researcher, and he talks a lot about it. And he has some compelling evidence about this sentient black life form that has been used, and their military is aware of its powers or its capabilities, and it's being used privately, you know, against us. So we're really in a pickle if we don't wake up and take a look around and then choose the kind of world that we want, because we do have free will, whether we like it or not. And I think the way that they have been sneaking us into the boiling pot with frogs is by getting our unconscious approval, and that is through just releasing information about what they're doing, and people think that it's just a movie or it's a comedy or something like that, and indeed, it's just a contract. And if you don't say no or choose that the kind of world that you want, then the spoils go to the victor. And they're very well advanced along and very clever. So, you know, it's time for us to listen to people like you and check these things out if we want to have a home here. It's rapidly changing, and it doesn't, you know, I'm 65 now, and I remember growing up on a farm when there were no chemtrails. So, and the kids today don't have any of those memories because they were born into chemtrails and all these other things that are going on. And it's really become it's become an ugly world in a sense that is almost uninhabitable. It's just reaching a tipping point, and I think this year and the next year will be the marks of where we're going if we don't take our power back and make the right choices.
This year is absolutely the critical year, and I think we're a little far behind because our objective was hopefully to complete this call to action film, Unconventional Gray, before the climate change legislation came out. Well, it was passed. So right now there's a five-year planned implementation for this, and they're certainly talking about geoengineering. But one thing is very important to recognize, and then I'll talk about our call to action and what we're planning on doing. And I love the conversation. Thank you, Lance. The implementation, again, is a five-year planned implementation. So today we can take both legal and legislative action in addressing geoengineering. And a lot of people tell me, well, they're already geoengineering. It's not legal. They don't have legislation. They don't care if it's legal or not, and that's a lie. Because, again, we can take legal and legislative action, and we have a lot of losses and damages that can be recouped. Once this legislation is passed and they deem or mandate geoengineering and all of these other things that we're talking about on us, it will literally remove our ability to take this action. So we have it today, and we can move forward with this. Another area is the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and TTIP, the Trans-Atlantic Partnership. These also give corporations through the corporate tribunals that are not represented by the U.S. government, they're outside, the ability not only to mandate, but to sue local, state, and federal legislators if they create legislation which interferes with their profitability. This is another backdoor that can be used to legalize geoengineering and other forms of tyranny that they are planning on implementing. You know, when I was in Paris, I had asked some of the scientists. I asked them, you know, many people are concerned about carbon dictatorship, and also, you know, how would you plan to take your objectives and bring them down to the local municipalities who may not be on board with this, who may not buy onto it? And they said, well, we had in Sweden, we had the government sue a local municipality because they would not subscribe to some of the climate change legislation. So she said, we're going to be looking at bringing lawsuits to local municipalities, and that's exactly what's going on. So that was a very important part of the film. This is what we're looking at. And if people think, oh, it's going to be okay, oh, it's just going to be some changes, no. They will be taking away your land, because land does what? It produces carbon. So if you have 2 acres, you may be getting taxed $20,000 a year. I might be exaggerating a little bit. Could be $10,000. I'm not sure what it is. But they are going to base everything. They're creating an entirely new system, monetary system, or financial system based on carbon. So the objective, again, is not to give you freedom. It's not to allow you to have rights or to own property. It's all being taken away, predicated on this idea of CO2 creating the climate change. And again, I can't stress enough, geoengineering is creating most, if not all, of our climate change, but we don't argue what we're demanding right now is that geoengineering is stopped. And what the aerosol collection project will do, it will be the first historic test that is ever done where we go up, we sample the trail. And today our scientific community, our political officials have been using this condensation trail or this contrail argument as their plausible deniability. It doesn't hold any water. Once we get these tests, it will remove that plausible deniability, and then we can move forward in court proving geoengineering is occurring, proving that it is creating most of the climate change. It's not included in climate change models, so we demand that all climate change mandates, legislation are rescinded immediately. That climate change agenda is halted. And we demand that geoengineering is stopped. Then we'll see what our planet is doing. And the beauty of this plan, it brings unity into people who want climate change, people who don't. We all have a vested interest in moving forward. And this is the spark that I strongly believe, Lance, will stop geoengineering. And I want to be real clear. Some people are still into posting pictures on Facebook. They're using the resources in areas other than what we're doing. And I want to make it clear, I posted a lot of stuff on Facebook, but we're in a different scenario today. We've been doing that for 15 years, and it has not worked. Now we have a game plan. We need to band together, and it makes perfect sense. And I believe this is the only way to move forward in stopping these programs. It makes perfect sense. And when I have the resources, which I will, we will complete this, and we will stop these programs. That's a guarantee.
Hmm. Well, good, good, because, yeah, it's funny about Facebook. It's really interesting that it provides the feeling that you're doing something and you're being an activist and you're letting your voice be heard, but the truth of the matter is it's really just a small sandbox like a couple of kids might be placed in and with closed sides. So none of the information gets out, and it's all there for access and use by quantum computing. And so all of the social media networks are part of the electronic agenda to control us as well. And there's electronic energy that's going around. And you mentioned the smart meters, and people have done YouTube videos showing the amount of radiation that's coming out of them, and it's so high that it is it's a damaging and brain changing amount. And so one of those videos had a camera document, I think it was San Francisco, and the smart meters were all being placed at head level, and then the buildings were that were closed off would just leave the smart meters exposed. So you have thousands of people going to and from work being blasted by radiation from smart meters. And electronics experts take their devices and measure them, and you can see, you know, anybody can do this themselves. And yet we go around and we think everything's just fine. And then there are also scatter guns that can be used in trucks, which are, you know, closed, and they can X-ray the cars as they pass by and find out what's in them. If there's any of their guns or weapons, you know, they're looking for imaginary things. But the real agenda is to radiate us. And with Fukushima and the radiation and all of the nuclear waste that has been disposed of illegally and near people's living situations, I have one friend who got cancer because she was on a hiking trail in Orange County, and she didn't know that a company that starts with B had buried nuclear waste, and she now has cancer in her eye and various parts of her body, and she's doing all right. She's alive, but she's, you know, fighting the good battle, and lots of people probably got cancer just walking on their trails to get exercise and be healthy.
We have the same friend. I think I know who you're talking about.
Yes.
Wonderful woman.
Oh, very much. She is, isn't she? Oh, my
yeah.
God. I just love her dearly.
It helped us a lot promote the first film and the second film as well. So, and she's doing very well. So hats off to the
yes.
person that we're talking about. But, yeah, Lance, I'm telling you, we're in a very critical spot. And again, I just want to stress to the other activists, awareness. I've had activists argue with me, saying, oh, no, you can't bring a lawsuit. That's not going to work. We just need to hand out more flyers. I want to be very clear. We have woken up millions of people with our films. So is it, you know, when we hit 101 million people with a flyer, will our skies just magically clear up? And, of course, the answer to that is no. You have to take knowledge and move forward with action. It has to be the right action. Some people are taking action. We've had this movement, the geoengineering movement,
mm-hmm.
has been heavily infiltrated. When we announced our lawsuit and we put it out there, another group immediately, I told my team, because they went on a bunch of very aggressive attacks towards our team and what we're doing,
mm-hmm.
spreading lies, disinformation, rumors, calling our donors. But they initiated the lawsuit right after. And the approach that they're taking, I'm not too concerned about even talking about it, but I want to talk about our approach and why it's going to work. If you say, let's say, sue the EPA, you might be able to get a lawsuit that addresses the issue of contamination. And that may just give the legislators, the IPCC, and the United Nations enough time to legalize these programs where they can come out legally and say, this is a national security issue. We're doing it, whether it's through the TPP or just various mandates, or President Obama, which 95% of all international agreements has signed, not President Obama, but the President of the United States, no matter who it was, 95% of all international agreements have been signed by executive order. So that can be done as well, and it looks like these are the various routes that they could and most likely will take. What we do know the agenda is to create global governance. It's to circumvent state and national sovereignty and mandate through the UN to dictate not only what our states, what our municipalities can do, but what specific things that we can do. And what's interesting, Oregon had just implemented a mileage tax. So they're tracking people and sending them a bill at the end of the month. And again, remember that we have to be capped. So let's say you work 20 miles away. I'm sorry, you're only going to be able to drive 10 miles a day or 20 miles each way. So you're going to have to cut back, or you're going to have to give us $5 per mile because you're bad on your carbon limit. Oh, you wanted to go on vacation.
No,
you've been over. You have to reduce 40%. You have to reduce 40%. You want to drive your children to school? No, you can't do that. You want a barbecue on Sunday? No, you can't do that. We're measuring everything. We're tracking. And it's a complete loss, not only of freedom, not only of freedom, Lance. It's a complete loss of our rights as human beings. This God gave us freedom. He gave us the ability to live and thrive. This government, this Antichrist system, is taking it away, and it's directly related to using the climate change agenda as a vehicle in it. Anybody wants to argue this, because our movement, the geoengineering movement, has been heavily infiltrated by somebody that I promoted that is pushing this global warming lie, and the reason they did that was to convince activists not to address the climate change agenda. So they have enough time to move forward and legalize this garbage. And that person, I think you know who it is. His last name starts with a W. We promoted him. We found out who he was. We will not work with him. And now he can't argue with us. But that's what we feel strongly. The goal was, it's not working. In our film, it's going to completely take away the lies that's been brought into this movement. We're going to realign people so that we can move forward and get these programs stopped. We're not looking to sue municipalities. If you don't address the bogus climate models that the climate change agenda is predicated on, you're ushering in the legalization of geoengineering and allowing them to do this. And don't think for a second, the people who designed this infiltration didn't know that. They did, and they did it to mislead everybody. So we're here to bring balance back in, and we're here to get these programs stopped. So I'm a little emotional about this because it's literally a matter of life and death. And we have to be wise right now, especially with who we support. So,
yes,
thank you.
I totally agree. And I have a question for you about when I was looking into the Agenda 21 a while back, I remember reading something about relocating the population to the shores, that there would be tall apartment buildings built all along the coastlines, and the people would be relocated out, you know, away from the interior of the United States. Have you heard about anything about that, or am I...
You know, I haven't heard specifically. For Unconventional Gray, we interviewed Rosa Corey, who wrote an incredible book about Agenda 21, and then Patrick Wood, who wrote Technocracy Rising. So we learned a whole bunch about Agenda 21 and really how the climate change agenda relates to this removal of our wealth, our freedoms, our rights, and everything else. It's a global government agenda. But they didn't mention anything specifically about that, so I'm not able to speak on that. But we do know that geoengineering is destroying crops, it's destroying trees, it's destroying land, and because of the weather disturbances, it's actually supporting the destruction of crops and the objectives of Agenda 21, which, again, is the most insidious, terrible, destructive policy that we've had in terms of removing, eroding our freedoms and other things that we value.
Right. You know, also, as we know, all of the corporations are pretty much tied together in kind of a figure eight configuration, and many of the board members are serving on other corporations. So they're aware of what they're doing, and it definitely is an agenda, and there's no question about the facts. It's not. It's no longer conspiracy. These are actual programs and plans, and they've got, you know, probably one to a million fallback plans that they can use. But I am counting on the human spirit to rise to the occasion. And one of the funny things I read recently was about Monsanto, the most evil corporation in the world. And I was actually surprised by some of the stuff that I didn't know about. But as you know, they are engineering genetically modified seeds and plants. And that one of the things that they're including in the modifications is aluminum. And so they are aligning with the geoengineering agenda and by making the seeds impervious to some of the things that are in the chemtrails. And I really look forward to having some documentation on that, because I know people have taken samples to labs and so on, but we really need to have some new documentation, because the formula could change daily. I mean, it could be, you know, one day it could be 33 different toxic elements, and another day it could be some kind of poison or bacteria.
Here's what, exactly, and here's what we covered in both Why in the World Are They Spraying, and we're covering in Unconventional Grain. That's Monsanto's abiotic stress-resistant seed. So they've genetically modified a seed. It's a terminator seed that will not regenerate, so the farmer has to go back year after year after year. But it addresses the issue of abiotic stress, which has been a major factor in our crop loss, in recent crop loss. What is abiotic stress? It's anything that stresses the soil. It's drought conditions, heavy metal contamination, including aluminum. It's fungal overgrowth, really anything that will stress the soil. So they've designed this new seed that will grow in this new environment. And, Lance, what this is, it's through the destruction of nature.
Yes.
And if you look back, our ancestors, they had natural rain, natural seeds, natural sun, and that was creation that allowed them to live and survive.
Yeah.
And that was God's creation. Through the destruction by this system, I call it the Antichrist or the anti-life system, it destroys nature. So then this new system, whether it's Monsanto or all of these other creeps, they redesign seeds. They become what? They become the author of life. They can control when a seed grows, how much it grows, how much nutrition it's going to give you. Then they can control populations, all of these things. They become God-like, and that's what it is. The author of life now is a corporation that doesn't care about you, that doesn't love you. We have a very loving God, but we have a very demonic, actually, this system has been pushing depopulation, which I know we've spoken about on other programs. Why are people supporting this? Why aren't people talking about this? We have a system that's giving us poisoned food, and they're okay with that. That's very concerning. But anyways, we are going to stop this. UnconventionalGrain.com is our website. We have a trailer, which didn't include a lot of our interviews. We just had some incredible opportunities to meet up and learn a lot of new things in relation to this. So this film, in terms of, a lot of people said, what in the world was the best film, and then when Why in the World came out, they said, wow, this is really incredible. And I must say, I'm looking back now at Why in the World and going, you know, I'm kind of, there was a mistake here. I'm kind of embarrassed about it. And I think that's where you want to be. Any professional, you want to look back at your work and say, you know, we've stepped up our game. It gets better every time. This is the film. We have Tina Imahara, award winning in Hollywood. What is the major award in Hollywood? I'm not really in
the
that
Oscar?
Mode.
But, I don't know.
Yes, it's been nominated for several Oscars. We have a...
For Best Documentary.
Yes. Multi-Grammy nominated nominee who's going to be doing the soundtrack for our film. Just have an incredible team and a lot of incredible advisors, a lot of incredible interviews, which you can learn more by going to unconventionalgray.com. But again, the purpose, Lance, when I started doing this film, I felt called to do it, but I said, we don't need more information out there. There's already enough information. There's
right.
already enough people looking up. What we need is the right game plan. And really the reason why I'm doing this film and why we're bringing in all of these experts is to bring credibility into this, to go out into the market and gain support with our, for our lawsuit and also our aerosol collection project. And I'm confident that we have the game plan that will stop these crimes against nature and humanity.
Well, your dedication and integrity has really been beyond the call of duty. And I'm just saying that, anybody that wants to participate and doesn't know how should really invest by contributing to your film. And that in itself will empower you because you're doing all the hard work. You're on the front line. And as you know, we had some problems technologically tonight. And this is the commonplace. So I highly recommend that people get involved at any level that they can and that they contribute to the making of this last film of yours.
Yeah, I really appreciate that. And both films, they were made by people pre-ordering and or becoming angels for our project.
Mm-hmm.
We need more resources, bottom line, to complete this film. So we do need participation. Please go to unconventionalgray.com. And this film, again, we woke millions of people up with the first two films. Now we're going to show the world how to stop this. And really,
mm-hmm.
that's the goal, right? It's not to learn about this, forget about it, go play soccer, watch TV. We really want to learn so that we can take the right action. And again, there are a lot of people coming in trying to mislead people, pull people in, into other directions, telling them to support the climate change agenda, which, again, is designed to legalize geoengineering. Makes sense of that. Bingo, light goes on. Now we know who's infiltrating. So we have
right.
to look at these issues, right?
Right.
Global warming is real. It's CO2. Support the climate change. Whatever
right.
they're saying, they're
right.
pushing the establishment's agenda, which is based on this model to legalize geoengineering. So we call a big BS, and not BBS. We call a big BS on that end of things.
Mm-hmm. Very good, very good. Well, Michael, we're almost at the end of the hour, and is there anything that you'd like to leave us with before we have to sign off?
Yeah, I just want to encourage people right now to get involved. We have to get involved. We have to pull together, and I think the people who are aware of this, the movement has gotten very large, and a lot of people are doing their own things. And I think the objective for a lot of our activist community is that we have to wake more people up. And I would hate to see us only handing out flyers and
right,
DVDs while
right.
this legislation is passed. And then they say, oh, guess what? This is what we're doing, and you're not going to be able to do anything about it. Today we have this incredible opportunity, but that window is closing. So the type of work that we do is critical. And again, you know, there's action, and then there's the right action to do. Because if your house is burning down, you can take action, but you kind of have to look at, you know, what type of action. If you're throwing fire, gas
on the fire, right.
That's probably not a good action to take. You have to,
right.
you know, probably get water or, you know, take actions that would be geared towards putting the fire out, not exacerbating it. So, you know, as somebody who looks at all angles and works on this full time, 7 days a week, I've seen a lot of different strategies done. And, you know, I think some of them are using gas to throw on the fire, and probably has been planned in certain strategies. But I think a lot of people also need to just get a little bit of guidance in terms of where we're at and what we need to do. And Unconventional Gray will give that guidance. And I'm absolutely confident that we will stop these programs with us pulling together as a movement. And it's a critical time, and I can't stress that enough. After this year, I'm done, because if we haven't solved it, I'm convinced there will be nothing that we can do. So this is our year to do this.
I totally agree with you. I think it's like a steamroller that's once it rolls over you, you don't really get up after that. And there's a time limit on the agenda side, on the negative agenda side, to control the planet. and it is speeding up exponentially. So if people aren't concerned, then, you know, they're really putting their heads in the sand.
Yeah, I think that was the best analogy that I heard, and I think it was very, very in season. Very well said.
Well, all of the links to your websites are on your show bio here at BBS. It will be up indefinitely, and people can come back and listen to the show for free. And it's on iTunes and Twitter and LinkedIn. And I will be posting the show on Monday on Facebook. So I'll get the word out, and again, keep up the incredible work, Michael. You're just such a bright light in a dark world, and I just want to thank you for all of us that are listening today for the incredible dedication and integrity and spirit that you've shown, and keep it up, because I think we're going to make it, and we're going to turn the corner and see the light at the end of the tunnel.
I know we are.
Good.
It's all of us cooperating with each other. And we're
exactly. We humans need to come together and stop arguing, because that's part of the strategy that makes it so difficult for us to take action, is that we get separated, and it's called divide and conquer. And it's an old tactic, and it works. But if we can just see that there's something large here going on, and it's our lives are at stake, then I think that we can agree to work together, and that is what will be the most powerful force that can defeat these manipulations and things that are going on. So, well, thank you again for being on the show tonight and returning, and we'll have you back, and we'll see maybe in 6 months where we're at, and after your film comes out. We'll be in touch, and keep up the great work, and thank you so much for everything you do.
Thank you very much, and God bless. Have a great night.
You too. All right. Okay. Good night, Michael. Okay. Good night, everybody.